The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the one-hour express service.
Triple M.
Ah, yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome once again to Dead Set Legends on this very, very, very special spring, winter's day, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Hope it's a big day. Hope you had breakfast in bed. I got nothing, but never mind. We all can't be lucky. Hope you had breakfast in bed and can have a wonderful, wonderful day. Gee whiz, big program coming your way, I can tell you right here and now, between now and 12:30, as I welcome my partner in crime. He'll be a little later this afternoon, strutting his stuff at the Norwood over in the slowdown. And ladies and gentlemen, we've just seen the biggest Father's Day presentation by Andrew's two lovely daughters, Charlie and Riley. You would not believe it. Charlie and Riley have been here, and I've dedicated a special poem to them. Jars, welcome to the show.
Good morning, KG. Good morning, Adelaide. Lovely to be here. And my two daughters did their dad very proud. God.
It was like the good, the bad, and the ugly.
My daughter, so that means if I'm the ugly, the two, okay. The girls put a bit of a rap song together.
It was unbelievable.
And about my life.
And they played it to both you and I,
beautiful.
Jars. About your good days, beautiful. Your bad days.
Well, not too many bad days, but it was gorgeous.
Unbelievable.
So I love my girls and just received the text message from my son. So that was nice.
Oh, beautiful. And some Maltesers.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Which you've devoured by
I reckon my girls already started chomping in them when they brought the box in. But anyway, happy Father's Day to all the great
yes,
dads.
Exactly.
Past and present, KG.
Exactly. A special day in our lives, as is Mother's Day. So, wonderful program.
Who's on the show?
Well, we've got
come
big,
on, mate. Let's go.
We've got a big program today, Jars. We really have. We'll be talking to Chelsea Randall about the State of Origin last night. More of that a little
later.
Yeah,
just hold your powder on that. She got injured too, George.
Yeah, wasn't good.
Hopefully she'll be okay.
Okay. Rory Laird will also have a chat. What about this? This is an unbelievable story.
The Ponderosa, are they the Western Bulldogs
they
of
are.
The Sandful?
Well, they smashed Norwood yesterday, so that is an unbelievable story. Rory Laird and James Gowan.
Oh, no.
One of those famous Gowan twins will join us about the big slowdown this afternoon. At the Norwood Oval.
1:30.
1:30
get there.
Kicks off.
You're calling for Channel 7.
I'll be working for Channel 7. Looking forward to the big
no.
Those Gowan
Jimmy
boys.
Gowan.
Anything can happen.
They'll start a fight.
Don't wear a headband today and wear some decent shorts.
Why? Hang on.
I'm
the captain of the South Australian side, so I've got to make sure I'm up and about.
Every year you make a fool of yourself.
No, I don't.
You look like Eddie Betts in shorts.
No, I don't. Eddie Betts. I wish I had Eddie's skill.
You tried on about 45 different headbands. A moment ago. Fair dinkum.
All right.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Al's joining us too for the first time.
Hello, Al.
Hello, guys.
A Hawthorn boy? You're a bit flat, aren't you?
A little bit flat.
You're a Hawthorn boy.
I don't know what to do with myself in September.
Only one flag.
Let's get this baby underway.
Yeah, we're off and running, folks. You can be a part of the show. Give us a call. Whatever's on your mind, we've got a cracking show. Stay with us. It's on a beautiful Sunday morning. Hope you're out and about. This is Father's Day. We're with you right through until 12:30, Jars and KG, the big slowdown this afternoon. But Jars, I've got to say,
yes, Cage,
we've got to give this boy the heave-o. I honestly, after such a topsy-turvy, entertaining, exhilarating,
it's been a great season,
fascinating.
I think we had 20 games that were just under by less than a goal in terms of a win-loss.
Upsets, unpredictable.
Games.
Wonderful home and away competition.
Right.
I must be.
So what's your issue,
well, I
George?
I must say now.
What's happened?
The bye. I reckon, I feel as though the season's over. Finished.
Well, hang on. We've got a month of great football ahead of us.
But we lost the momentum. We have lost the momentum. I watched a bit of the Sandful football yesterday, a bit of the State of Origin.
Yep.
But it was, and I say this respectfully, but it was a letdown. I wanted to see Port Adelaide. I wanted to see the Crows in action. Yeah, that's what we've seen all year, for goodness sake. And the bye's got to go. It's an absolute waste of time. And what's more, as we saw last year, the Western Bulldogs won the premiership, coming from what, seventh, I think it was.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
It favours the bottom sides of
well,
the
that's
eight.
Been a talking
There's
point.
There's no benefit for Port Adelaide or the Crows. Now, if the Crows win next Thursday, they probably won't play for another 9 days.
No, longer than that.
Well, longer than that. So there you go. It's ridiculous. It's got to go.
Well, clubs, look, I think it's great because it gives you a great build-up before the final series starts. Well, so we all can just settle down and just take a deep breath.
But I don't want to settle down.
Your best players will be available because they've had a bit of a break. You want to see your best players play. For instance, this bye has given Joel Selwood every opportunity to play on Friday night against Richmond, which is wonderful. You want Joel Selwood playing in finals. And it gives coaches a bit of bit of downtime mentally to refocus and make sure that he's ticked all the boxes.
What about the supporters?
And the fans, well, that it just gives it makes them hungry.
No.
Makes them hungry.
Well,
we not sold out nearly every finals game that coming up this as of Thursday?
I don't think we sold them.
Adelaide's done.
Yep.
Friday night's done.
Been gone.
And then you've got the two games on Saturday.
I don't think Port...
Yeah, well, they'll get sold out, surely. But, KG, I disagree.
Well, I've
embraced the bye, but this is the great man himself, Wayne Carey, said about the bye.
Yes, I do like the bye round. I know that everyone else, a lot of people don't like it. I like what you're going to get in a couple of weeks is the best quality games that you can imagine because they're fresh and they're ready to go. And in some cases... players come back into that side, those sides that obviously make them stronger. So that's what I like about it.
Well, it's an advantage. It's definitely a distinct advantage to the sides finishing out
of the
top four.
Yeah, but that's what we saw last year, KG. We may not see it this year.
But it's like the season's over. The momentum's gone. We're all on a high last week where the results were fantastic.
Round 23, yeah.
Exactly. It was superb. Mm. And now we've got... Anyway, I'll throw it up into the Triple M family. Do you like the bye or not, folks? Give us a call. I'll probably be in the minority again. I can't win too many things over the weekend.
No, you don't. No.
133-53 is our number. Give us a call. Do you like the bye or do you want the bye scrapped? I want it given the big heaver. Number.
Black Caviar 25. Settle down, KG. Sloane gets to play now with the bye. If we had the game last week, Sloane wouldn't have played.
Well, that's footy.
And then you would have been screaming, where's the bye?
No, I wouldn't have been screaming at all. That's football. That's footy.
All right.
I don't like it. It's ridiculous.
You don't like it. Okay, let's go to Paul of Gawler East. G'day, Paul. Welcome.
Hey, how you going? Nice day, isn't it?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I'm sort of along the lines of the last caller. We definitely wouldn't have had Sloane without the bye. And I think we're all jumping on the bandwagon bagging the bye, but we haven't even seen how the finals play out yet. And I guess teams will get their good players back and then you're going to get a more truer contest. And... I don't know. I don't mind it so far, but we'll see after the finals is finished, I guess.
What did you do at the weekend, this weekend?
Me? Yeah. Oh, I haven't done much. I just went to the markets, and that's getting blown away, so I left there.
Yeah, it was good conditions.
All the tents are going everywhere.
Good on you, Paul. Have a nice day, mate. Dan of Mawson Lakes. G'day, Daniel.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Does it stay, Daniel, or you want it scrapped?
Ah, look, you got to get rid of it. I'd actually socialise with people over this weekend because I couldn't sit down and watch the footy.
That would have been hard.
It's horrific.
Did you watch any sample footy or the State of Origin?
Mate, I'm a Norwood fan, so let's not even talk about sample at the moment.
You've had a big weekend. I'm with you. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Come on.
But don't you want to see the best players being available, which we will see Joel Selwood and Rory Sloane, and it's a great build-up before the next month of finals football. Don't go on what happened last year.
But it also tests out other teams as well. If these players are like the key element to a team, it's going to show the true colours of all the other players within the team just to see if they can unite as well without these players.
Mm.
So I believe that even though, yes, the bye is going to help out these injured players like Sloane and other players like that, it's also going to be able to test out these teams to ensure, you know, that they're not just depending on one certain
player. Very good point.
You know, the bye needs to get rid of
it. Yeah, I agree.
All right, Dan, all the best, mate. Dave of Echunga. G'day, Davey boy.
Hey, guys. Cage, I love your passion, mate, but you sound like a farmer that's whinging for rain and complaining when you get too much.
The
buy's out of our hands. The players love it. It's going to stay.
Well, I don't know whether the players do love it.
Oh.
Have you asked the players?
Well, I've spoken to a couple of players.
And what are they? They've loved the buy.
We've got the momentum, KG. We want to continue along that line. It's mixed reaction, I'm telling you.
I agree with the momentum. It does drop momentum. So maybe the bottom 19 sides that didn't make the finals could play like a State of Origin.
But
that doesn't mean friendly, though. Yeah. That's the problem.
Good on you, Dave. Mark of Paradise. G'day, Mark.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Mark.
Nice, Mark.
I've just got one little. I reckon keep the bye, but have 1, 2, 3, and 4 have a break, and 5, 6, 7, and 8 can play off.
Hello.
I'll
have to think
don't
about
mind
that.
The outside that
way, you're not giving 5, 6, 7, and 8 an advantage like the Bulldogs did last year.
That's exactly right. And you know, the top four sides lose all the momentum.
So tell me, why was the pre-final bye introduced by the AFL? Tell me why.
To obviously freshen up players.
No, tell me why.
Well, I'm telling
because
you.
Because the coaches exposed the lower clubs.
And all that.
The round 23. That's why they brought this bye in.
That's blown out of all proportion,
Jarz. No, because clubs were manipulating to try and get the draft pick.
Oh,
we know that. You and I know that.
No, I don't know it. I don't even think about it.
Thanks, Mark. Have a good day. Let's go to Sharon of Salisbury Downs. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, how are you going?
Really well.
For the first time ever, I'm agreeing with KG. Get rid of it. I argue from home with KG every week over what he says, but because I'm poor, he's crows, obviously.
Yep.
But no, get rid of it, because then whoever's available plays, and that's what they've got left at the end of the season.
Correct.
If you go back to the St Kilda and Collingwood final, it should have been played with whoever had what gas left in their tanks on the day.
Yeah, no, I just feel the season's over, and I've now I've now got to recharge the batteries and get up for Thursday night and Sunday when Port play West Coast. You just lose all momentum.
I was lucky enough to be busy yesterday because my son got engaged, but other than that,
congratulations.
No football.
Good on
no
you.
No football.
Good on you, Sharon. I agree.
Prize for Sharon, please, Alex.
Sure. She can go to the Royal Show. Congratulations, you won a double pass to the Royal Adelaide Show. You can pre-purchase your tickets and save up to 15% when compared to gate prices.
Well done, Alex.
There you go. Good.
Very good read, Alex. Brenton of Palauwee. Hello, Brenton.
Yeah, how you going, fellas?
Yeah, good, Brenton. How you going?
What do you reckon about this buy?
Yeah, I'm with KG. I just think it just gives me that feeling in the guts that it's between footy season and cricket season. There's just nothing to do.
That's exactly right.
It's just like you just think the year's over. And I'm sure I'll refresh when it comes to Thursday night when it comes back on the footy. But this weekend, I've just felt lost. I've had to go out and do some gardening and just I'm a lost man.
That's exactly what I said.
At least you got some chores done.
I said to my daughter, Sal, I'm lost this weekend. What am I going to do, love?
And what did you do?
And she said, well,
did
go
you just
out
mope
there,
around
just,
home, did you?
Yeah, just poison some of those weeds out the front and can you sweep the back up for me?
Good.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but at least you've got your spring cleaning done before your final series starts.
Who gives a stuff
good
about
on you, Brenton.
Cleaning.
Have a good one, mate. Thanks for your call. Looks like I've won that one.
No, you haven't. Excuse me.
Twitter poll, the bye round, is it good for finals or do you want to scrap it? 29% said keep it, KG, and 71% of the poll said scrap it.
There you go. So the football supporter has spoken. And who are we catering for?
We are
catering for the football supporter.
Right, okay.
Okay, coming up on the program, we've got the overnight scoreboard. We've got James Gowan, of course, talking about the big slowdown today at Norwood Oval. Big crowd there. Now it's a beautiful day outside. You know, that rain last night was sensational. I got up this morning, went out the back, just quickly, went out the back because I went to Bunnings during the week.
Dressing gown on or jammies on?
No, I had my tracksuit on. And I put some big reds in. And you should see what the rain's done to them. They've gone through the roof. Big
remember
rats.
You had those rat problems? You had some rats eating all your...
Have you
sorted them out?
Yeah, I got them. They're gone.
Didn't you lose your turtle?
My turtle went. My buddy...
Didn't you kill a cat because you put rat sack
down?
No,
the barbecue got eaten. The rats ate the barbecue, ate my tomatoes, ate my bloody capsicums. Jeez. But I caught them.
Have you sorted them?
They're gone. I got the big reds growing now. Beautiful.
Oh, big red tomatoes. Than that.
I'll bring some in for you, Alex.
I look forward to it.
Well, KG, today at Norwood Oval, the Slowdown All-Stars take on the South Australian Legends at 1:30.
Yep.
It's a great cause for the Little Heroes Foundation. Finesse Built Slowdown, that's what it's called. $5 for adults, under 12 gold coin. And one of my star players who's been in real serious training and
has
a former Central Districts legend. Yeah, my boy's got a bit of a wake-up call about a month ago.
Well, that's not what I've been hearing.
James Gowans joins us on the Dead Set Legends. James, how are you, mate? And obviously your training and your fitness program's ready to go today.
Oh, I'm pumped, Jazz. Pumped, KG. Cannot wait for it. taking the big trek back. I've been at the big pre-season, the pre-game meal last night up at the broth, the fermentation, and followed it down with about 25 beers and the wine. So, I don't know how I'm going to go today.
What?
Actually, left the missus, couldn't even get out of bed. That's how big a night we had. So, I had to leave the kids with the grandparents and making the big trek back.
So, in other words, you've had the ideal preparation, James.
Yeah, I think I was out of my league up there in Nebraska last night. Should stick to the light beers.
I'll put a curfew on you, all you blokes, not to have any beers the night before a game. What's happened?
My phone went flat yesterday, James, and I didn't get the text message until this morning. So, sorry, buddy.
Hey, James, can I ask you, Jazz is your captain. What are you expecting in the pre-match build-up, the inspirational, motivational talk? What are you expecting?
Oh, I'm expecting Jazz foaming at the mouth just for us to get out there and rip into him. We're going to take something pretty special to get me up today, I'll tell you, mate, so you can start working on it now.
He doesn't sound flat. Hey, mate, I really appreciate all the boys putting their hands up for both sides. Yeah. It's a wonderful cause, and we're looking forward to have a bit of fun because we know we're going to be sore tomorrow, but we just want to make sure we get a big crowd there today.
Exactly. Look, there's nothing better than getting out there and doing it for the kids. That's all it's about. So get as many people as we can down to Norwood. And know the conditions are going to be a bit tough today, but now we're all going to be out there putting up with it. And, it's for a great cause. Little Hurrays do a great thing in South Australia. And, no better cause to, sort of raise money and help the little kiddies out.
Now, James, when did you and your brother Chris last have a kick and a catch?
I think it was last year's slowdown, actually. I've been carrying a little knee around as well at the moment. I tried to have a kick the other week.
What happened? What happened?
Oh, I've got to be too sore. I haven't been able to pull up that well. But I'll be right. I'm reminiscent of Brian Taylor and Billy Brownless, I think, in that EJ Witten game about 20 years ago. That might be how I'm moving. But
Losing your voice.
I am, actually. I've got to clear it out. I've got the frog in it. So.
I thought you would have washed it down with 25 beers last night.
Oh, it was good last night. I was in great voice at about 2 a.m. But, sleep's got in the way, so.
Oh, gee. And your brother's in Melbourne somewhere. He's flying in. Chris, I can't find him.
Nah, he'll be back, mate. Don't worry. He'll be back by 11 o'clock at game by the time we got a report.
What time did he get to bed?
Nah, he would have been on his best behaviour last night. He's going to play well for us both today.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good boy. Hey, just before we let you go, you must have been proud of your doggies yesterday defeating Nord.
Good with that.
Roy Laird's a genius.
Well, he's done well. He's got the boys up. Look, everyone's had the talent. They're a young group. And, we had a great day down at Adelaide Oval yesterday. It was a great dinner, I think, the finals yesterday at Adelaide Oval. We were down there. It was a good crowd. And Doggies played really, really well. And, full stirred. I'd be a bit worried next week. We're running really hard. And it's amazing what you can do when you get into the finals, isn't it, boys? When the Bulldogs played that last year. And I know that the Doggies have got their tails up. So looking forward to next week, actually. It'll be great.
Well, they're on a roll. And it can happen. It's been remarkable. Oh. About 3 weeks ago, a lady said to us that he was almost put the queue in the rack and was looking towards next year. And lo and behold, they're the second week of the finals.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Look, that's what I said. It's never say die. I know that Roy trained the boys up. Even when nobody thought we were a shot, he really trained them hard on the track, and things have sort of gone their way. So, look, they're a big threat, and I think anyone in the finals this year can win it. You know, barring Port Adelaide, have got a great side out there at the moment. But, it's a great final series, and it's good for the competition, I think.
Bloody hell. Well, James, Jazz has just put you down for 30 possessions today.
Do we have to manage your minutes today?
Nah, you'd be right, mate. Just put me in the guts and let me go.
See you down there, champ. Thanks for your
time. See you, James.
James Gowan. They were magnificent, James and Chris Gowan, for the sample competition. They were colourful. They were naughty.
2 a.m. There's no discipline in my side.
Probably 2 a.m. to jogging.
You wait till I dress these boys. Don't worry. I'll give them a rip. We expect a win today.
It'll be a beauty at Nord. I was going to have a look at the rain. It's absolutely belting.
Yeah, I'd be starting to choose what studs you're wearing, Jarve. It's going to be an interesting one. Up next, the boys have to have a chat with you about AFLW.
Fine.
Now, Jarve, you know how much last year I loved the AFL Women's Association. I loved every minute.
Yes, you did.
I went to those games at Thebon, but I've got to say, I was watching last night the State of Origin, and the score aside, where they got belted by 97 points, and the Allies, coached by Beck Goddard, who coaches the Crows, only kicked 2 points in the second half.
It was an average game to watch, Cage.
I couldn't sit and watch the whole game. I was in and out of the room, and I thought to myself, I sincerely hope they don't try and go too big, too quick.
Okay.
There's talk of a couple of sides or even four more
four
sides.
Four teams coming into the comp in 2019.
I think that would be an absolute disaster, Charles.
So you think 12-team competition in next year or 2019 is too much?
Too much. You've got to crawl before you walk.
Yeah, it's true.
They're spreading the talent far too thin. You're like, last night it wasn't a contest.
Well, that was the best of the best.
Well, that's my point. And it wasn't
Victoria
a contest.
Victoria smashed it.
Now, people won't go and watch games like that. They want a contest. We saw it umpteen times last year, and I just reckon they've got to put the brakes on it a bit, Charles.
Well, they predicted 20,000 last night to go and watch the game inside Etihad. It was only 9,000. So what did the AFL get out of it? What did the girls get out of it? They're the questions you've got to ask. And
I don't want to be negative towards it because I thoroughly enjoyed it last year. But
I think it's going to plateau out this year.
You really do?
Yeah, I do. I think it's going to – it was wonderful last year.
Sensational.
But I think it's going to plateau out this year. They're not going to get the crowds they did last year.
You don't reckon?
Because it's going to take a while before this – you know, the next generation who'll be better players. Because Aaron Phillips is clearly the best player
by a
mile. Yep. There's Aaron Phillips and then there's Daylight. Yep. Then there's Daylight, to be quite – in terms of skill level, ball use, there's knowledge of the game. so I thought it was a bit lackluster to watch the State of Origin, and Victoria v the Allies.
Yeah, I agree totally. I was in and out of the room. But what disturbs me is what Gillon McLachlan, the CEO of the AFL, said when he was asked about the competition last night.
What are you loving as you sit here? What stands out?
I think the increase in standard. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but it's so much better quality game than last year. The skills have improved so much. The way they're moving the ball, it's a really enjoyable game to watch. And, it's a significant improvement.
What can you tell us about where we're at in terms of the expansion of AFLW? It's a group decision, of course, but in your personal view, would you go cautious? Would you go two extra teams in 2019? Or would you favour the bold sort of 4+?
What do you think about me, Sam? Cautious or...
You're bold.
Right. I think we'll push it as hard as we can.
Well, that's a mistake, in my view.
Yep.
I think it's way over the top. They've got to just settle down, take a look at it, take a deep breath. Look, I loved every minute of it, but if you go crash bang, you'll go crash bang. You'll go bum down.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Folks, what did you think of the game last night? What's your thoughts? Should we be a bit cautious about expanding it with four other sides, or should we, as you've heard Gillon McLachlan there, the chief of the AFL, say, no, we're going to go bang, bang, bang?
And do you need the State of Origin?
No, you don't.
I tell you why we'll never see our State of Origin is because three very, very good players got injured last night.
Yep.
And one of them was our Chelsea Randall, who we'll chat with after 12
later.
O'clock. And we don't know how much damage he's done to a knee, but that's three very good players.
Yep, and that girl took and with ribs as well.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? And that's why coaches won't support State of Origin football, because you don't want to lose your stars before the season starts.
Well, there you have it, folks. should we be cautious? Did you enjoy the State of Origin last night? Give us a call, 133353. And should we put the brakes on it and just take
or
a long...
Should yep. the women's competition go head-to-head with the men's competition throughout the season?
What?
Interesting.
What?
Well, why not?
Well, look
where they programmed the girls' football.
Which was fantastic.
Look where they programmed it.
No opposition, which is fantastic.
Yeah, but I'm just
Let
throwing it,
it
out there.
No, it shouldn't go head to head.
I'm just throwing it
Talking about last night's State of Origin and the AFL Women's Association, the Allies versus Victoria. We heard Gillon McLachlan say they're going to go bang, bang, bang and increase the amount of teams and do all this. Should they put the brakes on it? Which do you prefer? Slowly, or quick? Go bang.
The Twitter family, hey Matt, says there clearly isn't enough skilled players to have more teams,
exactly.
KG.
Need
to build the competition over a period of time. Thank you, hey Matt. Alex at Westbourne Park. G'day, mate.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Alex. What's your take?
Yesterday was probably a one-horse race, so I don't think the TV wasn't fantastic.
Nope.
But... as far as I understand, most of the games that they've played, people have got in for free.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it was free last night, so right, and they got 9,000 turned up.
Okay, so once you start paying, then that sorts it all out. So, in my opinion, rather than the AFL waste the money, not waste the money, do what they're doing there, put it back into grassroots, put it back into the local footy, or do something better with Queensland, with Gold Coast, put it back to the SA NFL, or put it back into the Waffle.
So, would you increase the amount of teams in the competition?
The answer is no, because it's not. It's a bit, without being rude, it's a bit like the AFL competition these days. Some of the players that are getting games aren't skilled enough.
Yeah.
As long as they can run and they're not marathon men, but you know what I mean? The skills aren't there like they used to be when Jars was playing.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. The talent, if we put four teams in, it just spreads the talent too thin, no doubt.
Yeah.
Good on you, Alex. Thank you for your call.
Have a good day, champ. Sue Henley Beach. G'day, Sue.
Oh, hi, guys. Look, first of all, KG, I want to have a go at you.
Yes, sir.
Because you have been saying this morning there's no football on and I don't know what to do and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And these people have been ringing up saying the same thing.
Yep.
Well, do you support the SANFL?
Yeah, I do.
Didn't you go to the football? There were two fantastic games.
Yeah, why didn't you go?
Well,
Adelaide Oval. And some of that football quality was better than some of the junk that some of the AFL players throw up. So I was really cross.
Good on you, Sue.
You're putting down the SANFL by saying there's no football on.
Well, not really.
Well, you did say that.
Well, I did say
that. You were disrespectful to the SANFL.
I wasn't disrespectful. Well, all I'm saying is that so far as the AFL, Port and the Crows are concerned, we're in the peak of the time in the season, and to have a week off is a joke. I love putting the SANFL down. I watched it. I didn't go. I watched it. But no, I don't like the ball.
Good on you, Sue. Valid point. Scott of Parafield Gardens. G'day, Scotty.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. How are we?
Good, Scotty.
Hey, just ringing about the game last night. Look, definitely the standard's not there. But the thing which, they interviewed that Gillon McLachlan, and he said, he goes, oh, I can't believe the standard to watch it live, how much better it is than earlier in the year. Well, it's quite easy to work that out because you've got 40 of the best playing and usually you watch the club games and you probably have five or six of good standard and then they drop off pretty quick. Yeah. As far as expanding, there's definitely no. And if you look at the start of the season, like the first round of the Women's League this year, every team that lost only kicked one goal.
Yeah.
People are going to get sick of going and watching games if they can't score goals.
Correct.
And the other thing is, it's 16 a side. Now, you tell me why they came up with 16 a side when the girls can't run as fast, they can't kick as far, and stuff like that, yet they've given them two less players to try and play on the same size field. It just blows me away that you think you'd actually need those extra two players to help work the ball up the ground. Because
what they'd say
they can't kick it as far.
What they would say is that they want to keep it open. I open the game up for them. That's what they want to do.
And the other thing that annoys me with this is that we get this, these are the elite girls, and Daisy Pearce, she's a 7 times All-Australian, she's this and she's that. Well, as far as I know, they've played a 8-round comp. How can you be a 7-time All-Australian in stuff like that?
I agree.
It's bloody ridiculous when they mention it like they're in the ilk of some like a Selwood or something, when all they've done is played bloody a low standard.
Look.
And one other thing, mate, is that the money should have been spent. This is my opinion only. I get the women want to play high standard, but why wouldn't the AFL have went for an under-18 national comp so that the Crows had an under-18 side, Port Power had an under-18 side, and make that your national comp, pour your money into improving? Because at the moment, it's like the TAC Cup, and then you've got your SANFL. You could have combined all that and you could make this elite under-18 comp that's national, not just a Victorian Bayern comp.
Very good point.
I think we've got to look after women. I enjoyed it
and
last
we have.
Year.
Well, and we have. It's been wonderful. Yeah, don't get me wrong, but I think it's going to plateau out this year.
Okay.
Right? It's going to take another 10 years before we actually see 15 Aaron Phillipses running around in each side.
But don't increase the amount of sides. That's my
belief. Okay.
Thanks, Scotty, for your call.
Righto.
Thank you, boys, for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. This is the Dead Set Legends. KG, big guest still to come, though.
Oh, yes, we've got a big, big show. We're going to talk to Rory Laird. How good is that? Unbelievable.
Is it Rory or Roy?
Roy.
Roy Laird.
Roy. Yeah. Roy. Sorry, Rory.
And Chelsea Randall.
And
well.
Chelsea Randall.
Mm. Stick around, guys.
Jazz, more.
Yes, KG.
More importantly, there's some unhappy members from both Adelaide and Port Adelaide re the tickets for the major round, not being able to get their seats that they've sat in.
Well, not the same for the finals.
No.
I've got a friend that has his two seats every home game for the Adelaide Crows.
Yep.
Purchased his finals tickets.
And can't get them.
He's in one seat. And his wife is about 20 seats down the other end.
Yeah, they're not.
And he's filthy.
Well, they're not happy at
but
all.
See, it's the AFL control the games now.
Yeah, I know.
The AFL
you can't
now.
Blame the club.
The AFL control finals football.
Exactly.
So it's so.
But how do you?
You're not going to sit next to. You're not going to have your same seat, so you can't get in there and throw your rug down. So you're going to be shoved in. You're going to have
everywhere.
The viewing's going to be different for you.
Yep.
Because you're used to, you know, your nine games or your 10 games for both Port and the Adelaide Crows. And how will it affect you? Give us a call 133353. And how can you fix that? So surely the AFL could say, look, you drive it, you drive the membership. You know where your members sit.
Yep.
Let the clubs focus on
it. I agree with that.
Instead of the AFL.
The AFL still gets the money. But
yeah, exactly. But let the clubs, because the clubs know where their members like to sit and they feel comfortable, they're happy. But yeah, he was filthy, my mate. So he was going to ring up the AFL.
And give him a blast.
Oh, he's going to have a chat and say, well, how come I've got a seat and it's not the same seat he has for the home games for the Crows.
But he's 20 seats.
He's got another seat, which he, yeah, and then his wife is down 20 seats down the other end. So how's he going to get his wife to hit next to him watching the Crows on Thursday night?
Very good question, Jars. Okay, for the members out there that have experienced the point that Jars is talking about, give us a call.
Well, what issues have you had?
Yeah, what issues?
How will it affect you on Thursday and Saturday when you watch your respective sides?
And how unhappy are you about that fact that you can't sit where you've been sitting all year? Good morning, we're throwing it open to the members of the clubs. There's some rumblings during the week that members have not been able to get their seating, which they've had all year, and they're not happy about it. You can give us your thoughts if you've had any dealings along those lines. 133353, haven't been able to get your seating, and as Jar said, it's been controlled now by the AFL.
Yeah.
Should the clubs still handle the seating?
Take control of ticket allocations.
Exactly, and the AFL take the money.
Port Adelaide, there's 5,000 tickets left. Right, for their game against the Eagles this Saturday. So they should be close to sold out.
And Thursday night's gone.
Just about, she's done and dusted.
Done and dusted.
Twitter family, Jackie Hudson, I'm lucky enough to have selected my original seat. It's not a home game, so tough luck if you miss your seat. That's Jackie Hudson. Jacko.
Come on, Jackie.
Frankie said, if you remember, if you want the members to sit in their same seat for finals, what would you do to come a showdown final? Leave it as it is?
That's
just
interesting.
Imagine if it's a showdown final.
Well,
oh, boy.
Good luck.
Bryn of Seton. G'day, Bryn.
G'day, guys. How are you all? Happy Father's Day, by the way, Phil's as well.
You too, Bryn.
Now, this is a very simple thing that the AFL can do. We all know that clubs have their membership. We all know that the clubs have, supporters have their allocated seats. Knowing full well what clubs will get into the semi-finals for home and away matches.
Yep.
Therefore, the AFL taps into, say, the Crows or Port Adelaide's database, and when you register to buy a ticket, you get your same seat. Now, that does go against the fact that if it was a Port and Crows match, then that's good luck to people, I must say, because it's the one ground. Now, the NRL do it differently. They play it away from home. Every game's away from home. You have no home advantage. But in AFL, is that the AFL needs to go through and speak to the Crows, speak to Geelong or whoever, and say, we need your database so your members get their allocated seats. It's a simple thing. Technology's there.
Well,
it doesn't sound so
complicated, does it? It seems a simple thing to rectify, for goodness sake.
Good on you, Bryn. Got to keep moving. Susie of Prospect. G'day, Suze.
Yes, good morning, guys. How you going?
Good, Susie.
Look, I don't know what all the hoo-ha is. I'm pretty damned happy. We're general admission members of the Crows.
Yep.
So we don't get a seat. If we want a seat, we have to pay an additional $68, right?
Gee.
Now, and it's for the home and away. Get that?
Yeah.
So when it comes to finals, completely different story. Mm. We're happy. We have got seats.
Yeah.
We've got good seats. Mm. And we only paid $137 for the two.
For the two seats.
That's all right.
Right? So we're happy.
Yeah.
Those members who have seats all year for the home and away.
Yep.
All right. That's what it's for, home and away.
Mm. So the members have just got to
They've just got to do the same as we do.
Yeah,
be just, there, yeah. online, get your ticket.
Get
Okay, good on you, Susie. Thanks for your call.
All right.
Happy customer.
Prize for Susie, please.
Prize for Susie. Infamous Circus double pass. Congratulations, Susie. You've won a double pass to Infamous, the only... Spiegel Big Top. Wow. With the world-class acts.
And my young cousin runs this. My young cousin runs the infamous. We went there the other night. It's a great night.
Yeah,
right, Susie. So you live at Bonython Park there. Get in there and watch it.
Anthony.
Anthony of Osborne. G'day, Anthony.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Anthony.
Just on the last caller there, if you go online to get your tickets, it's wherever they allocate you. If you get up and you're early enough to get into Ticket Tech and wait in line, you can actually pick where you want to sit.
So you didn't have any problems?
Well, no, I was lucky enough that I was first in line to get my ticket, so we got ours where we normally sit. But the first three rows from in the whole Western stand were blanked out for some reason. Well, we couldn't get our normal seats on the fence.
Well, I wonder why that is. Why would they be blanked out?
Well, the only thing I can think of is that's where they've reserved for the Adelaide Oval members to be able to get their seats, maybe, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right, fair call. Okay, Anthony.
All right, mate. Eleanor of Dudley Park. G'day, Eleanor.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Did you go online?
My mum went online. She also stayed on the phone to try and get tickets.
Yeah.
And we've been members for years, and we've got no tickets at all. So as much as, it's great to hear people have got tickets, we sat through all those games with the rain and the hail and whatnot, and we've got no tickets.
This shouldn't happen, Jars.
But it does, KG.
Well, it should.
It does, KG.
There should be a way around it. As Eleanor said, they've been supporting the side all year, come rain, hail or sunshine. Come the critical game, they can't get a bloody ticket. That's not fair.
How many tickets go to the corporate sector?
Well, I've got no. How many tickets were you looking for, Eleanor?
We were looking for 4 tickets, and it's disappointing. We take a Down syndrome boy with us every week. It's his relief, and we're disappointed we're not going to the footy. So
what will you do now? Watch it at home?
Yeah, exactly. And of course we'll watch it at home. Of course we'll support, and, it's fantastic for those that have tickets. That's awesome, but, we're disappointed.
Yeah, that's not good.
Other way you can look at it is Wednesday, every caller that gets to air on Triple M will get a double pass to a final of their choice, Port or Crows. So hint, hint,
wonderful.
Wink, wink, ring up on Wednesday.
So ring up Wednesday, Eleanor.
Lovely. I will certainly do that, and I appreciate you taking my call.
No, absolute well done. Pleasure.
They're the people.
Eleanor needs 4 tickets.
They should be looked after, those people. They do it all year.
Let's see what I can come up with. George of Seaton. G'day, George.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Happy Father's Day to you both.
You too, brother.
Thank you, George. Yeah, it's great to be a father. Very proud.
Exactly. That's right. Now, 6 of us, we're very lucky. We've seen every Port and every Crows game this year in the same seats, and we're getting the same seats for both of those finals this weekend as well.
Well, how did you get them?
In my mate's cinema room, he's got a big screen, Foxtel, bar right next to us. We are not moving from
Man
there.
Man cave.
Yep, so we're there from Thursday all the way through to Saturday night. We're actually not leaving it.
All right.
Got an indoor shower, bath, everything for us. We might leave.
That is fantastic. I might pop in there, George.
I might bring a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc around. Smith.
Well, there's only 6 ladies. So if you two are coming in, another 2 ladies. So if you can bring another 2 ladies with you as well, we're cool.
Hey, this is taking a turn.
Oh, sorry.
There's
not
a bowl with
keys,
is there?
No, we actually play a different game, but that's all right. We'll play that one if you want.
Good on you, George. Wow. Enjoy your next 5 days of finals footy.
Yeah, the mind
we shall.
Now, the president of the Twitter family, Sir Splash, said, don't forget, members can also buy multiple finals tickets with 1 membership, KG. That changes things as well.
It's too complicated.
That's why I thought I'd bring it up. When my mate came to me the other day and he was ropeable that he's been a diehard Crows man since 91. Him and his wife had the same 2 seats. He goes and gets his tickets and he goes, oh, hang on, this is not my seat, but hang on, I've got it. And my wife's 20 seats down the road. he's got to try and sort that out.
Exactly. Now, look, just a reminder, as Alex said, next Wednesday, every caller that gets to air on Triple M gets a double pass to a final of their choice, Port or Crows game. So, look, it's simple. Just give Triple M a ring next Wednesday, lucky enough to get on air, and you win a double pass. I hope Eleanor does that because she's been going all year. She deserves to go to the footy. You're with Jars and KG right through until 12:30. Coming up a little later, Chelsea Randall from the AFL Women's Allies team will have a chat to us. But one of the remarkable stories, fair dinkum, is at Adelaide Oval yesterday when the Bulldogs got up over Norwood by 48 points. It was a remarkable game. And a man who would be a very, very proud man is on the end of the phone, Jars. And I talk about the Bulldogs coach, Roy Laird. Roy, thanks for your time.
Not a worry, KG, Jars.
Congratulations.
Roy, looking at the game yesterday, early, you could detect your ability to put the legs under pressure around the ball was absolutely superb, Roy.
Yeah, no, we came out sort of breathing fire. The pressure was really good and we hit the scoreboard early. But to Norwood's credit, they responded in the second quarter and put us under pressure, which that was probably the quarter I was most pleased with on the day. I thought they beat us in most areas in the second quarter. You'd only scored two goals. So defensively, I thought we held strong really well during that period.
It was just manic pressure by your boys early in that game, Roy. Now, mate, I want to play a bit of audio that you said to us on the 9th of July when we spoke to you last time about your performance of your football side. Just listen to this and I want to get a comment from you after this. Roy, you're sitting 3-9.
Yeah.
Where do you go from here for the remainder of the season?
Oh, look, just put our head down and try to work with the players to get them enjoying their footy, because obviously, you know, you start worrying about hope for players when finals there now look a long, long way off. So we've got to just work with our players, make sure that they handle themselves well in a difficult time. We've had a lot of players here who have played in a lot of winning teams.
Yeah,
so how you handle yourself at the other end, finds your character's put to the test. So we'll find out what character we've got now.
So what has changed since round 12 until now, Roy? Because whatever you got, I need it.
Oh, no, look, we'd had a discussion. We certainly, at that point, when you're 3-9, you're doing a lot of things wrong. And individually, we try to look at areas and be quite honest with areas that individuals, we went through every individual in the footy club to say, all right, here's your strength and here's your weakness. And some of that was pretty brutal on blokes, but the response from that point was just accepting. You know, clubs are, you know, football clubs are bigger than any individual. So everyone responded great. And then just continue to work hard and then, you know, started to win a game or two, started to grow some confidence and with that, I looked at another part. Was I felt we probably coached our game plan in the wrong way and probably focused on certain areas incorrectly.
Yeah.
So we tried to change up and just obviously free them up at that point, and they responded, played some exciting footy, and we find ourselves where we are now.
Gee, you've got to be proud of the players, Roy, because you made the point that the analysis was brutal. You even looked at your own performance, the coaching. You made changes there, so. It says one very, very strong factor, Roy. You've got some boys there with a lot of character and a lot of heart.
Yeah, yeah. Look, sports change a lot. The mental psyche of sportsmen these days are a bit hard to deal with at times, to be honest.
Yep.
I'm certainly down the path where I think honesty is the best policy, and we're a footy club who do that. And the players, yeah, took it on board, responded well, and look, I think what we found out through a period where we genuinely said within our club, look, probably all hope is gone playing finals. That if you get players playing well during that period, well, you know, you're probably playing on character and a bit of pride,
yep.
and finding out those who are just pure competitors, and they did that. They did really well during that period, and ultimately, when it came to the last minor round game, it was probably as close then that we had a chance, and there was a bit of hope back in our. In our footy clubs and played well against the Eagles and carried that on yesterday with a good performance.
It was an outstanding performance, Roy, and look, kudos to you and the footy club. Yeah, now you take on the Sturt Football Club this Sunday, Adelaide Oval, 10 past 12, so all the Doggy fans need to get down there. Roy, do you think we should play our finals at the home ground of the of finals football? So whoever finishes top and then whoever finishes third, they get a home final and play the prelim and grand final at Adelaide Oval?
No, look, I'd much prefer playing it at the main venue in our state, Privacy Footy Park, in this case, Adelaide Oval. Our guys these days probably don't get the accolades and the work they put in. I think that's just a bit of reward.
Yeah,
you know, to have a lot of blokes who don't get that opportunity to get onto that fantastic arena and enjoy themselves for a day or hopefully two or three during a finals campaign.
Gee, without singling out players, Roy, because it takes a team effort to win, but Nick Holman, I thought was sensational for you yesterday.
Yeah, no, he was. He was excellent. He's been with us. This is his second year, Nick, and he's just a real aggressive competitor.
Yeah, he has a crack, doesn't he?
He does. And he came he came to us with that reputation. But what we've tried to, you know, sometimes players can get caught up and pigeonholed as that type and that's all they do.
Yep.
But no, he's added a lot more than that to his game now. He gets a lot of the footy. The scoreboard kicked a really important goal early for us yesterday when the pressure was there. And no, he's become more than just a rough and tumble type like now. He's a key player for us.
Well, Roy, congratulations. It's a great story. It's a credit to you and the club. And they just keep doing things, the Bulldogs. We wish you well for the remainder of the finals, Roy. And appreciate your time, mate.
And congratulations on your 16th year after agreeing to stay on earlier this month to coach again, Roy. God. I reckon you'll coach to you another 40 years yet.
We'll see how long the club will keep having me. But no, we're all enjoying it at the moment.
You're a superstar, mate. Well done, buddy.
That's an unbelievable story. Oh, I'm telling you. Absolutely.
Well, listen to what he said after round 12.
Yeah, I know. First he put the cue in the rack.
You know what? You never, ever, ever give in until the final siren.
Well, that's
until
the great final beauty
siren.
Of sport.
And he didn't. He didn't give in.
He never does.
And they just got brutally honest. When are we going to just sit down and be really honest about this show?
What?
When are we going to do that? When are we going to sit down and just find out our weaknesses and strengths?
What's
zone in as the captain of the bloody side today.
You're not captain of this ship, I'm telling you. Now, as I said, ladies and gentlemen, the top of the program was a beautiful morning here in the studio. I'm sitting here minding my own business and suddenly Jars walks in earlier than normal, which is great. Then I'm surrounded by the Jarman family, Charlie and her lovely sister Riley. And they walked in and wished their dad a happy Father's Day and presented him with a present. But the thing that took my attention was the beautiful wrap that Charlie and her friend Sam and Charlie's sister Riley put together for their very special dad. We want to share it with you. Here it is.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Andrew Jarman please stand up? I repeat, will the real Andrew Jarman please stand up? We're going to have a problem here. Following bigger than Tony Modras, don't mess with the juice or he'll bash you like Hodges. Roosters team of the century, great effort but he ain't the best player in his family. In 95, Connell bid him for the jacket, eat a mint slice and he'll smash the whole packet. At Perth, the fit wasn't quite right, they showed him the door even quicker than Blight. Off the rut taps, the man could rove, don't believe me, take a trip down McGarry Grove. Had a few slip-ups going live to air, by the age of 25, not a single hair. Fastest man getting round on one ski, wrapped his whole body round a riverside tree. Had a few beers at a meet and greet, spent the next 6 months in the passenger seat. Granny Mae dishing out cups of tea, does his best work by the sea. Rode to Melbourne on his own 2 feet, Gilbertson was done by the end of the street. Lululemon ambassador, wife and daughters cleared out the whole store. He had high hopes for the famous man shake. That resolution was a big mistake. Stun mullet, a spot for a bite. Eating egg is his only kryptonite. He is a great man, the father of three. But Lily and the dogs top the family tree. At the Crows, back when they began, long sleeves number 2 is Andrew Jarman. He leaves, doesn't follow, it's the Jarman way. And I just want to say, happy Father's Day. At the Crows, back when they began, long sleeves number 2 is Andrew Jarman. He leads, doesn't follow, it's the Jarman way. And I just want to say, happy Father's Day.
Yeah. Hey, that was a wrap. That was done by Charlie and her sister Riley, the daughters of Andrew Newton Jarman, and with the help of Sam. And I thought that was a lovely touch this morning here in the Triple M
Charlie.
Studios. That's something to be very proud of, Jarvis.
Oh, that was beautiful.
It just shows what your daughters think of you, old son.
Nah, lovely.
Pity we didn't share their thoughts.
It was very accurate in places.
What's up next, mate?
I like the bit where he spent time in the passenger seat.
Stop it.
Coming up, we've got Chelsea Randall, of course, of the AFL Women's Allies captain.
Oh,
Q&A. So stay with us, folks. Back soon. And
KG, last night, Victoria destroyed the Allies at Etihad Stadium in front of 9,000. The Big V, as you know, we have a real dislike for the Big V jumper.
Oh, I love to beat him.
113-16, and the Adelaide Crows superstar, Chelsea Randall, joins us, and I got very, very nervous when she was hobbling off, Cage, and she joins us on Dead Set Legends. G'day, Chels.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Chels. Now, are you all right? What's happened with the leg? Please tell
us. I'm all good. It's extremely bad cork, so sounds a bit soft, doesn't it? But I didn't realise you could actually get some of those. But, it was pretty painful. But ready to
get back on the track and
They are very, very painful. Chels, what about the young lady who got a knee in the rib? Is it Zilke?
Yeah, Emma Zilke. She's the captain of the Brisbane Lions. Yep. And, yeah, unfortunately has suffered some broken rib. But, yeah, she's back into, you know, she's a strong nut, so she'll be right. She'll, get back into rehab and get it sorted and hopefully wish her a very speedy recovery.
Now, Chels, that wasn't the result that the Allies wanted. What couldn't we handle the pressure applied by the Vics, especially through the midfield, or what didn't happen that should have happened for the Allies?
Yeah, look, it definitely wasn't the result that we were chasing, that's for sure. But, that's football, isn't it? It's, you win some, you lose some, and, you know, on paper, the Allies team and Victorian side both, you know, had some really good names and some really good people and players in there. And they're such a talented bunch of girls in the Allies. Just couldn't really just put the two strings together, unfortunately. And to the credits of the Victorians, they, they've gone through some talent academies and played together and bits and pieces. And they looked amazing. And, they had it from the word go. It was, just did really well.
Ragdolled us. That's what they did, Chels. They ragdolled us.
They did.
Chels, right. What about the concept? Do you, you as players, obviously, it's exciting when you get to represent, Victorian and then the Allied girls. What do you think about the concept? Should they play it every 5 years or should never play it again because of getting some injuries to start of the season?
Oh, look, I don't entirely know what the right answer is. For me personally, going into the State of Origin, it was, exciting and a moment that, we're all kind of, as players, were looking forward to playing against the best of the best and being with some players that, me personally, I've been on a journey over the last 10 years and meeting some of these girls from state national carnivals or playing in exhibition matches previously. So I guess it was just a bit of a celebration as to how far we've kind of come.
Yep.
But, going into the near future, I'm not entirely sure what the AFL's decision might be around it. But, it's still a good spectacle to try and get the best of the best together and play off.
Chels, I don't want to be negative because I've really enjoyed the concept. Last year was absolutely fantastic, the Crows winning it. But I just get the impression after watching last night, we've got to be careful that we don't spread the talent too thinly and get lopsided results because I'm just concerned that might hurt the image of what you and the girls have set up
so
already.
So just slow it down a bit.
I think we've got to just bide our time and take slow steps.
Mm. Yeah, agree. And it's, the AFL is obviously having conversations at the moment around the expansion of the AFLW competition.
Yep.
And, they're having some conversations and they've done the right thing by us so far with the 8-team competition and everything else. So I'm sure in turn they'll make the right decision based on the talent that is there currently and where we foresee it to be in a couple of years' time.
Mm, Chels, exactly. The women's season starting, obviously you've got pre-season and the competition's going to be a ripper. Now, back-to-back, you're going to be hunted.
Yep.
The girls, have we lost any from the Adelaide Crows girls program for next year, the second season, or have we picked up anyone? What's happening?
So the draft will be in October, and I believe we still have 7 more spots available. So, so we've got some of the girls that may have been delisted can also put their name into the draft again. It's exciting to see some of the young talent as well coming through. We had Jess Allen, who was captain of the Allies State 18s, go really well, and they were a curtain raiser before us.
Yep.
So there's a couple of good names from SA and from Northern Territory coming through as the young guns. And, I'm a bit nervous about my position on the field.
You're a superstar on the side. You're fine. If you can't get a game with them, you can come home with me at Gazer next year in the A-grade.
Excellent. Right.
Chels, we appreciate your time.
Done.
Look after that thigh and good luck for the coming season. Chels, appreciate your time.
Brilliant, guys. Enjoy the day.
You too, Chels. Chelsea Randall, they're lovely young, and can play football.
Superstar.
But
right,
they've just got to be careful.
I
don't want to be negative.
I know.
They've just got to take little steps at the moment, to get it right.
Okay.
But they'll get it right, no doubt. And
good on
Aaron
you,
Phillips back into the fray. Righto.
All right, up next, Jars and KG, are you ready?
This is the easiest part of the day.
Love it.
on Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
You don't have to answer that question.
It's Q&A.
I'll answer the question.
The big questions.
You want answers?
The straight answers.
I want the truth!
Are Port Adelaide roaring into premiership contention?
No. No, not at all. I don't think they can win it this year, to be quite frank.
Should the Adelaide Crows drop Charlie Cameron, Riley Knight and Alex Keith for the first final on Thursday night?
No.
All three stay on the side, do they? Well, how are you going to fit in Tex and Talia? Curly Hampton should be coming into the side.
Excuse me, can I answer the question? I don't reckon you need to go over the board with changes. Just play it steady.
Keep rewarding players that have been struggling.
No, just look at the situation, but don't go stupid.
Who is the? How is the overall well-being of football in South Australia?
Pretty good, actually, to be quite frank. I'm concerned. Let me say this: pretty good, but I am concerned about the sample. There's no question about that.
Is that because of the two AFL sides?
Well, that's had an enormous effect.
Okay.
Whether we've handled it the right way or whatever, I don't know. But there are concerns at sample level, no question.
Will former champ, Crows champ, Ben Hart be the new coach of West Adelaide?
If he wants to coach, and I don't know whether he wants to coach, but if he wants to coach, I could see nothing wrong with Benny Hart with the experience he's been with Collingwood. Yep, I'd seriously look at him.
I know they've sanded out Greg Mellor and Scotty Thompson
for the
West Adelaide
job. Former captain of
West
Adelaide, yeah. Right, Scotty Thompson would be ideal, and Benny Hart.
Has Gary Ablett's legacy been tarnished up there in the Gold Coast?
Big time. I was a Gary Ablett fan, but the way he's handled himself has been very, very ordinary in the Gold Coast. Very ordinary.
Have you ever spied on someone?
Spied on anybody?
Have you ever spied on someone?
No, I don't go around spying on people, no.
How do you know you don't? Well, do you sit in a car and spy on someone?
No, I don't. You know if you spy. I haven't spied.
Who was under pressure more, Buff Lehman or Sample President John Olsen?
Buff's under enormous pressure at the moment. Buff Lehman, no doubt. If they get beat in the next test in Bangladesh, then Buff's under, and I love Buff, but he's under enormous pressure. No question about that.
Okay, who is the tightest person you know?
You.
Should Bernard Tomic be banned from Australian tennis?
I wouldn't pick him in a fit.
Is fifth better than fourth?
Hang on. He's bad for the side. He's bad for the
country.
For the temperament.
Is fifth better than fourth in AFL finals?
Fifth better than fourth? Yep. No, fourth. Double chance. Thank you very much. What a stupid question.
Well, it's not a stupid question.
But it is a stupid question.
If you think through it, is fifth better than fourth in
AFL
finals?
Fourth is a double chance. They get two bites of the apple. Fifth, you get one.
Who is better at being sick, men or women?
Women.
What a royal...
Women.
What?
Women are stronger than men in that area.
You just whack women. You said women.
No, women.
Women are better at being sick than men.
No,
that's a slap. That's a slur on.
No, what
women.
I'm saying, women when they get sick, handle them aren't sooks like men.
Well, why didn't you say that in the first place?
Well, I thought
you
I
backtrack
did.
Now. That's what you've done because you know you've stuffed it up.
No, I haven't stuffed up.
Pre-final bye, stay or go next year.
Out the door at 100 miles an hour, it's stupid.
Okay. Did Mark Micken get shafted by the West LA board about his coaching?
No, but let's be brutally... Let me finish. Okay, you just jump all over me. Mark Micken, his condition, and look, I love Mark.
We love Mark.
I say it respectfully. Mm. That had nothing to do with the fact that he wasn't reappointed. It was purely based on performance.
Okay. Have you slept with...
What?
Or have you slept with...
Where are you going with this
one? Have you slept with or had an affair with your teacher?
Whoa. I sleep with myself. I love my own company.
Have you slept with or had an affair with your teacher?
No. Why? No way.
Right,
sleep by myself.
That's
G&A. In the mood.
That's G&A with KG family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. I don't know where to go after
Where's
that.
Where's the teacher? Who's the teacher? Who's the unlucky person?
The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the 1-hour express service.
Triple M.